Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Anna Kakadakis, and I'm joined right now with Melissa Lowry and Jed Lowry. Jed from the Oakland A's, the second baseman for the Oakland A's, who are having a great year this year. So how are you guys doing today?
We're great.
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's a great off day today for you guys. What do you do on the off day, by the way?
Well, we have two little ones. One, our daughter who's four, we promised her we'd take her to the San Francisco Exploratorium. So we plan to head that way with her a little later. And it's just nice to have meals together as a family and have Jed home in the evening. So we don't get too ambitious.
Well, it's a good way to spend time together as a family. I'm sure it's a hard lifestyle to go back and forth as a family. But it takes a lot of work to be a family in Major League Baseball, I'm sure.
Yeah, with all the travel and our daughter, our daughter's in school. She only gets a couple months now, so we try to take advantage when we can.
Yeah, but we do find that we get this great concentrated period of time during the off season where we have Jed at home and both kids get to have him around so much, and so it's not traditional. It's not like we have him home necessarily every day, but I feel like over the course of the year we probably get as much quality family time together. It's just in concentrated periods. So we just take advantage.
Well, definitely take advantage of that right now. And both of you are very busy, obviously, not only with Jed playing baseball, but you guys do a lot of work off the field as well. We'll get into that. But first off, let's get to know you a little bit more. How did you both meet?
Are you going to tell the story or am I?
It was my sophomore year, her freshman year at Stanford. And the tradition there is that, incoming freshmen get a party thrown by the sophomores from that same dorm. So she lived in the same dorm of Cedro that I did my freshman year. So we met at that little party.
And then you guys have been obviously together since right now. And Melissa, correct me if I'm wrong, but I saw that you were a double major and have double master's degrees as well.
Well, first I will say, so Jed and I were really good friends for many, many years before we dated. So not exactly together ever since, but definitely in each other's lives for a very long time. But yeah, at Stanford, I studied international relations, and then I minored in Spanish, and then I got a master's degree in public policy and international relations. So yeah,
she's the smart one.
I don't know.
Well, it looks like you both are probably pretty smart for going to Stanford and everything that you've done too. So obviously that actually helped having that Spanish degree because you guys are both very involved in Project Baseball. Explain the program and what you guys do.
Project Baseball is an organization that tries to provide opportunities for kids specifically in Latin America. So it's Project spelled in English and then Baseball spelled B-E-I-S-B-O-L, the Spanish spelling. And so they try to provide equipment and help build fields and develop leagues and programs in areas of Latin America where they think that the factors are in place for baseball to really take off, but the resources are really constrained. And so professionally, I worked a lot in Latin America, and I'm a Spanish speaker. And so for Jed and me, it's just a cool way, that organization in particular, to kind of meld our two worlds and backgrounds professionally. So we work with Project Baseball most off seasons, either in implementing a program in Colombia. We've done one in Nicaragua. We've got some others in the works with them now. So Jed does really neat clinics for kids. We go for usually a week or so, and we take equipment, and Jed loves to do that kind of work as well domestically, but it's just kind of a fun off-season activity for us. Jed can, share his love for the game and take beautiful photos, which he loves to do, and we really enjoy it. So it's a great organization.
Well, I definitely want to get into those photos later because, Jed, I looked up a bunch of your photos. They are phenomenal. But one of the things I've seen as well for Project Baseball is that you've pledged $50 for each hit that you record during the season. Right now you got 95 last I checked. How important is this for you to be involved in this type of project and giving back?
I think given the opportunity that I had growing up and being able to go to camps and get quality instruction, I know how much of an impact that made on me. So I want to do my part and give as many kids the opportunity to play the game, to learn the game, to get quality instruction, and just try to further increase the participation in the game.
It's fun now, too, as our kids get older, they participate, too. So our daughter went with us to Nicaragua this offseason. Our son's not quite two, so he'll be another year or two before he can join us on these trips. But it's fun to make it a family affair as well.
Were there any moments or any certain countries that really stuck out to you?
I would say everything we've done for different reasons. You know, Nicaragua we did last offseason, and it amazed me how adept they were, and you know the skill level that a lot of these kids had from the national stadium, which is a major league quality field down there. To the backfield, a mile down a dirt road, all these kids had the skills. And then in Colombia, you look at a place like Bogota that's got millions of people and fewer than 10 baseball fields. So you want to talk about an opportunity to increase participation in the game. Bogota kind of seems to be the one that really sticks out. And then you got Colombian baseball on the coast that's more like Nicaragua, where they're very talented and very very much involved in the game.
Right, and it's sort of more of a resource question in those areas. But yeah, Jed he kept remarking when we were in Nicaragua this last time that these kids just, it's in their blood. He kept saying they definitely grow up where, in Nicaragua in particular, baseball is the number one sport. Mm-hmm. And I think before researching it, I would have thought soccer, like some of the other Latin American countries, but it's baseball. So it's really fun to see the passion in those places.
I love hearing how much you guys give back. And also another way that you gave back, Hurricane Harvey Relief, you guys raised money for that. Obviously, it was something important to you because of your time spent in Houston, right?
Yeah, we make Houston our off-season home still. And, it was such a tragic event and really hard for us to watch from afar, being, here and seeing so much of our community having to deal with this. Our daughter, Sage, both of her teachers flooded in their homes. So it was just one of those things where we felt like we were here and we were so thankful to the A's community and fans for chipping in to help us raise funds for Harvey Relief. We really felt supported by the community here in our efforts. It's still an ongoing issue, and Sage's two teachers are still not in their homes, but it's a resilient community, and they're fighting back.
Well, we appreciate you guys helping out with the cause. Now, Melissa, you're also really involved with the A's Wives and the different events and fundraisers. What are some of the events that you've actually coordinated this year, and what are some of your plans down the road?
Well, this year we did something new, which was really fun. We did a Mother's Day competition where we solicited entries from the A's community for somebody in their lives that was sort of that mother role, and got some amazing entries and ended up hosting a group of 10 entrants, and then the person that nominated them. And it was a really fun event. We did some special giveaways, and it was neat to interact more with some fans who really were passionate about people in their lives. And we always do the Root Beer Float event and love that. And that was yesterday. So I am still recovering. My arm is sore from scooping all that ice cream. The A's fans definitely come out in droves for that event. That's always fun. And we have some other things in the pipeline that we'll share. I think we're trying to organize something around with the Giants Wives, maybe for the Battle of the Bay. So stay tuned.
Wonderful. I know a lot of the money goes towards the AIDS Community Fund, which really gives back to the community, especially in Oakland. So we appreciate everything that you and the other wives and the players also, and what you guys do for the community. Now, Jed, I know that you've had a great, amazing season so far. It's been wonderful. What do you attribute everything to?
You know, I had a good year last year as well. And, I kind of looked back at the 2016 season, the end there. I ended up getting two surgeries, one on my foot that needed to be done. And the second, which was probably more important, was a deviated septum that had been causing me a lot of fits for a number of years that, I didn't really know why. I think that off season kind of I built a foundation to build on, and had a strong 2017, and it's carried over so far to 2018, and just hoping to continue that and work hard and help this team get to where we want to be.
Yeah, it's amazing what good sleep will do. I think, you know, Jed had been suffering from sleep deprivation for a really long time, and we didn't really have a diagnosis of why that was for a long time. But once he had his surgery, specifically the nasal surgery, he's just sleeping so much better. So that seems to be working wonders.
Yeah, I could tell you. Probably I could use a little more sleep over here. I wake up at 3 in the morning here for the radio station. So.
Oh, geez. Yeah, so, you know what we're talking about. And exactly. With little people, you know.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I have 2 little ones of my own. So they're little, and they keep me up at night as well. But, you know, it's been a really magical season right now this year for the Oakland A's. And it kind of almost has that little sense of when you were on the team before, back in 2013, 2014, with those playoff runs. What are some of the similarities that you've seen with this team and that team, that's kind of given the success?
I mean, I think there's the group of guys in the clubhouse, you know, you just continue to mesh and continue to trust each other. And I think that's, you know, you look at the lineup in particular, we've got a really deep lineup that you know, at any given night, someone can be the hero. And I think that's, if you want to draw similarities to the 2013 or 14 teams, we kind of had similar makeup where we had very deep lineups and anybody could hurt you at any given time.
Well, you've been the hero quite a bit this year as well for the A's. So, and I know right now you've been getting noticed definitely when it comes to the All-Star ballot voting. I know you're not going to kind of campaign for yourself, obviously, but what would it mean for you to be an All-Star? And maybe, Melissa, maybe you can give a little props to your hubby there.
Yeah, no,
Go vote. A few days left.
Yeah, it would. I think it would be the icing on the cake. You know, I feel like I've been close a couple times, and like I said, I've worked hard, kind of rededicated myself after that 2016 off season, and I'm excited to be in the position I'm in, and I'm hopeful that this is the year.
Well, we're hoping so here too. I'll make sure to get that campaign going here as well too, with 95.7 The Game. Now, before we go, also baseball. Like we said, you said photography is something that's really important to you. I looked at your work. You can go to JedLowry.com and check out the beautiful photography. I was really shocked at how amazing your portfolio is. Really impressed. You seem to have a great eye for this stuff.
You know, that's something that I really enjoy. It's a hobby that has kind of taken the back seat since the little ones have come along. There's a lot more iPhone photography of the kids, which is just as fun and probably more memorable for me. The photography that's on the website, stuff that I try to plan out. It takes me a while to get those shots.
Yeah, our kids won't sit still enough for you to get artistic images of them.
Exactly. That's kind of what I'm alluding to. That's why there's a lot more iPhone photography going on these days, because the planned stuff doesn't necessarily work well with Dad and the kids.
He usually gets at least one or two really great opportunities during the off season. We love to travel, and I worked internationally for a long time, so we make that a big part of our off season plans, to go somewhere new, and he loves nature photography and people, you know, just in their settings. And so usually each off season he'll add to that portfolio a little bit. It's just not as much as before kids.
Yeah, it's a lot easier, you know, when we're on our honeymoon in Africa and London, and you know, you're seeing these places and things that are exotic. You know, there were times where I was just getting set up, or you know, wanting to stay a little longer, and my list is ready to move on. She's seen it, ready to go.
Yeah,
and
he's very patient at the plate and with the with the camera. So I'm not always, that's not my best feature. So
I mean, seriously, what were some of the most amazing places that you went to? Like, I'm looking at one right now where I see a llama there, and it's the fog in the background. It's a beautiful black and white picture. Where were some of the most amazing places that you've traveled to?
We've done some cool stuff. That's Machu Picchu in the morning, right? You know, first thing in the morning. And it's funny because there's probably about 20 photographers all in the exact same spot, trying to get that perfect angle. And you know, that was one that turned out nicely. It's pretty moody shot with the fog and the black and white.
We went to the Galapagos Islands, and those are some amazing images, because the wildlife was just so, you know, striking and different than what we're.
Yeah, how close were you to these animals? I'm looking at these pictures, and go to JedLowry.com and check out the pictures. I mean, I'm seeing lions fighting. I see zebras. How close were you to these animals?
Yeah, in some cases, very close. The The Lions, you know, they know where they stand on the food chain, so they're not all that intimidated by the by the Jeep. You know, we're inside the Jeep, so you're maybe naively, you know, you feel protected. But
yeah, in the Serengeti, there's no like hunting allowed. So I think they really feel comfortable with the vehicles; they don't feel threatened. So we get pretty close. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and then you know, I have a you know pretty high powered telephoto lens, so I was able to get some, you know, some shots, some highly detailed shots from far away.
You're going to have to update your website now, Jed, with a bunch of the recent images from the Project Baseball trip.
That'd be great.
I think, yeah. You know, if Anna's sending people to your website.
I am. Definitely sending everybody out there. I did notice, too, by the way, you're just new on Twitter as well.
Yeah, we finally took the plunge, and, you know, it's just something that you know, we want to build a following so we can, you know, continue to inform people about the works that we're doing with organizations like Project Baseball, even when I'm done playing.
You've had Instagram for a little bit, but it's you know, I think we just had some life events happening since you started it and now.
Yeah, two kids in particular.
Yeah, so we'll be fun to share some more images of Jed's.
Wonderful. Now, if people want to find out any more information about, you know, how you give back Project Baseball or other ways that you guys are planning on giving back and all the charitable work that you do, is there anywhere they can look or should they just go to the website?
The big campaign we're doing right now, and we would love for A's fans to get in it with us, is a Pledge It campaign on pledgeit.org. Jed has a campaign that he's pledged $50 for every hit that he has this season, and fans can also pledge up to, you know, they can pledge $1 or $2 per hit alongside him. And there's some really fun giveaways that we're doing for people that pledge alongside us. But all the money that we raise will go to Project Baseball and funding, you know, the kids we've talked about who are, you know, getting increased access to the game and to instruction in Latin America.
Wonderful.
Check it out and pledge alongside us.
Perfect. So pledgeit.org. You can go there. Also go check out Jed's wonderful work at jedlowry.com. And Melissa, Jed, you guys are wonderful. Thank you for everything. And good luck the rest of this baseball season. We're really rooting for those Oakland A's. And keep on going. We really, I know the AL West is tough, but you guys are sticking in there.
Thanks. Yeah, we'll fight till the end.
You got it. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Anna. Have a good one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.